You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for joining us here on a midweek edition of the program. We're here to help you out at 844-843-6879. We know you have questions, and we have answers because we have checked the link, we've created our own links, and we've made our own decisions and proclamations.
We got t-shirts, too.
On sale right now. Email livingsomething@hotmail.com. All right.
What's good, Greg? Ain't nothing much. Feeling real good about it. Getting ready to push into week 14. Got the fantasy football playoffs on the horizon. So lineup decisions get more and more important this week. Got some tough matchups. I think it's going to be a low scoring week to start the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Defensive battles.
It's very scary because tomorrow night, Matt, I know we'll talk about it a lot on tomorrow's show. That is a high-scoring affair, right? I believe it's the highest over-under of the week, and that's low-scoring. A lot of us will be in trouble.
You know, a lot of people will be, especially when you got Kamara, Ingram in that backfield, Julio going. And like I said, like when I was looking ahead before the season and I saw that the Falcons had the Saints in week 14 and 16, I'm like, this is a great playoff matchup. And now it's been reversed. You're looking at the Saints and saying, wow, I'm so happy I have either one of those running backs, Thomas, and you know, all those options. The question is, for me, Drew Brees or Jared Goff?
That's the question. I know I checked the link earlier today. Drew Brees, number 5 this week. Jared Goff, number 7, according to the all-in kid, Jake Sealy.
I'm kind of agreeing with him. I'm leaning towards Brees, but I still got a little time to think it over.
There you go. There is still time remaining here when it comes to making this decision. It's only Wednesday. We know that. So a lot of decisions.
I am jonesing for football, to be honest with
you. Are you?
Yeah.
You're craving here.
Yeah. I mean, after Sunday night and Monday night, I had sweats, and they worked out in my favor both nights, so I was very grateful for that. But
do you think it's gonna even out now?
Life usually does that.
We'll see what winds up happening. One of the guys we talked about yesterday, and I wanted to get a little bit more into today, was Steven Anderson for Houston. CJ Fedorowicz hits the IR. Bruce Ellington hits the IR. No word on Braxton Miller. No word on Will Fuller. Steven Anderson is going to get a lot of reps.
Can't see him getting a lot of work this week.
Really?
Still, I can't see him getting a lot of work this week. Still, but you got to understand that these are Tom Savage he's getting these targets from. So it will be plentiful. We just don't know how much the conversion rate will be.
Here's the thing. I mean, if you add up Anderson and Hopkins' targets, I mean, that's 50,
like 30.
That's 50%, over 50% of Tom Savage's attempts. I mean, who else did they got? The other Ellington?
Andre Ellington, that's right. His cousin of Bruce, as Corey told us a few weeks ago. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll answer your calls. I also have a couple more things to get to, including about tomorrow night's game. Marshawn Lattimore, Mark Ingram updates, and why you should be nervous about Jordan Howard this weekend. All that coming your way when we return. This is the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. Happy to be here with you. I want to talk to you before we get in some of the stuff from tomorrow night that I'm a little nervous about. So 844-843-6879. Let's start it off with Chris in Tampa. What's up, Chris?
Chris, what's popping?
Oh, man. So, listen. I need the best fantasy show on this planet to set my lineup to get me in this playoff.
It's a strong statement.
I don't know
you.
What to do.
All right, well, let me get a pen.
Get you into the
I got you a pen. Here's a pen.
All right, I need something to write.
All right, Chris, so it's going to be two wide receivers.
All right, Chris, all right, who's your quarterback?
Two wide receivers. Chris,
let's start from the top. Who's the quarterback?
Jared Goff.
Who else do you have on the team, Chris?
Le'Veon Bell.
I mean other quarterback, Chris. Let's James go position Palm. By position, Chris.
Oh, no. No other quarterback.
All right, so Jared Goff it is.
Ride or die.
Put him in the lineup. Let's roll.
Running backs, Kenyon Drake, Le'Veon Bell, and Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm. How many of these guys can you play? Two?
Two, maybe a flex.
Okay. All right, so I put Bell and Drake in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
How many wide receivers you start?
Two and a flex.
Okay.
All right, two and a possible flex.
Yep.
And my receivers are Davante Adams, Robbie Anderson, Marquise Goodwin, Josh Gordon, and Mohamed Sanu.
Robbie Anderson, Josh Gordon.
I think this is really interesting.
Davante Adams is the flex.
Really interesting. Because I knew you were going to say that, right? Like, there's no brainer for you. So let me go over to my left. Because I agree, Corey.
You're right.
It's my left.
Yeah, I'm teasing. You didn't pick it up, the joke. Yeah. You're right.
Oh, got it. So let me continue on.
Davante Adams has to be played.
Davante Adams against Cleveland says he has to be played. Robbie Anderson has to be played with what he's doing. I can't bench Robbie Anderson right now.
I am a little bit nervous about this going to Denver and Talib coming back. I mean, this Jet offense in the last two games has popped. And Anderson, what, five games in a row, touchdown. But who's the other receivers he has? Adams, I'm putting in, whether it's flex or the wide receiver. But who's the other?
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon. To me, it's
Marquise Goodwin.
Uh-huh. Kareem Hunt.
And then Josh Gordon's got to play after that performance.
I agree.
So, that's why.
So those are two receivers there.
So you went Davante Adams and Josh Gordon.
So now it's got Robbie Anderson.
Kareem Hunt. Goodwin.
Marquise Goodwin.
I can't sit Robbie Anderson.
I'm probably going to put Robbie Anderson in there.
He did it.
But
he did it.
It's tough. I mean, Matt
won't get that 8 points from Kareem Hunt. Chris, this is a PPR standard. Oh, Chris is gone.
Yeah.
We set his lineup and he left.
Well,
he didn't even tip us.
That's kind of how it works.
He didn't even tip us.
Well, he basically did. He was the best show in the history of the world.
You're right.
Yeah.
When a guy is this hot, it's hard to get off of him.
Exactly.
It really is.
I can't bench him.
I would have played Hunt over. I possibly would have played Hunt over Goodwin.
That's definitely a discussion.
That was the discussion I thought where we were headed.
Yeah.
And then he just threw Josh Gordon in there. Like, ooh.
It went. Well, yeah. JG. Too many targets. Matchup looked nice this weekend. Because who they got? They got
Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay, who is dead last versus the wide receivers.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Yeah. So yeah, JG got to get in there.
Let's
JG continue. Scores this week.
Let's go to Al in Chi-Town. What's up, Al?
Al, in Windy City.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling.
I got a quick question. I need help on the wide receiver and the running backs. I could either play Dede Westbrook, Corey Davis, or Devontae Parker. I know they're not great decisions right there, or picks.
I got to
go Dede. Running back.
Yeah.
And running backs, I got Kenyon Drake or Jay Ajayi.
Mm. I'm going
Kenyon Drake, the man that replaced Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, I go Drake too.
And I'm going Dede. So we're all kind of unanimous there?
Yeah, I think you have. I mean, Corey Davis right now, you can't start. And the other option, I forget, but it was Dede for me.
Yeah, it was Dede for me as well. I had another question when it came to Dede Westbrook here. It was Dede Westbrook, Corey Coleman, Martavis Bryant, or Marquise Goodwin?
I'm going to go Goodwin.
Repeat those options.
Marquise Goodwin, Corey Coleman, Dede Westbrook, Martavis Bryant.
I think it's a good one.
I would want to say Corey Coleman, but
with Josh there,
I think
you officially wasn't targeted last week.
Yeah, the landscape totally changed. Though this is the Green Bay Packers secondary
best matchup,
versus the Clippers secondary.
It's amazing. Matt throws one of those in every day. And Corey laughs every day.
Because it's funny.
Without fail, you'll get the laugh from Corey.
The Clippers. Why they change their name? Like they LLAC.
Because they're not in San Diego anymore. It could be SDC. No, it's
the Clippers. I honestly like the original logo because it was like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been a cool hat.
That they got absolutely crushed for?
Yeah, I would have bought that hat.
You could get on the black market.
Maybe I'll create my own link and put one out there.
Oh, there you go right there. $35. Clippers hats.
I think you probably got a Clippers hat for less than that.
Yeah.
These Clippers are bad, by the way. Doc needs to go.
I think they're going to get rid of Doc.
I think so, too.
Doc don't know what he's doing. Mm-mm. I think it's a little bit, like, Doc is more ego than X and O.
I agree with that.
He's kind of like Jeff Fisher in the game.
Listen, Doc's living off his one championship.
Exactly. For a long time. Doc has made a lot of money off that one championship.
Sure has. 844-843-6879. We continue taking your telephone calls. Before we do, Matt, tomorrow night, Marshawn Lattimore returned to practice on Tuesday. It'll be good to see him if he gets another limited session in today. Because if he does, that means he's going to play tomorrow night against Julio Jones. And as a Julio Jones owner, both of us are, I mean, that's scary as hell to me. Because Matt Ryan doesn't care. He won't throw to him. And Steve Sarkisian's a you-know-what, and he won't game plan for Julio Jones. This is very scary for me as a fantasy owner.
I mean, Rhodes was on this week. He only had two catches. I would still be starting Julio. There's no way I'm benching Julio.
I know that. I can't bench Julio.
I'm not.
I'm just scared.
Am I confident? Look, I have concerns, without a doubt. But I gotta, you gotta start your studs.
No doubt about it. I think you got to start your studs. You roll Julio Jones out there. But this is a situation that I don't have to deal with because I kind of was off of Julio the whole year. And I don't think that was a mistake when you look at some of the performances that we've had this season from one Mr. Julio Jones. Tough matchup, but you got to get son out there. It's Julio Jones because it's always a situation where he could go crazy.
Yeah, you have no choice, but I feel terrible about it.
No, I wish he was playing the Bucs this week. I think he gets the Bucs next week.
He does, and then the Saints again.
So, but now my
Saints
question,
Bucks Saints. It's crazy because when you start off the season, you see Saints Bucks Saints. You're like, ooh.
So now, I mean, if Julio say reverts back to the Julio Jones we know and love these next three games,
sure,
it's going to be interesting to see where he falls next season. If he has three solid weeks and wins people championships, all will be forgiven.
Absolutely,
I see him on a turn. I'll draft him on a turn. I'd rather have what's the young boy in Camaro. I'd rather have him over Julio Jones.
I think he's like top seven. He's gonna be in there.
Julio is in that 11-12 range for me because I want to get another wide receiver right back to back. So in the weeks when Julio disappear, I got somebody consistent. A Julio Baldwin star to be nice.
Listen, this is your
on the turn.
I don't know if you need to do that.
I think Baldwin's a little high for me.
Yeah, it's interesting. After going through this Julio stuff this year, certainly in an auction, I feel like I'm just gonna go another way. Like I know what he can do, but it's just like, ugh.
You can win without him.
You can.
You hope he falls as far as possible. I mean,
that's true, too.
I mean, people have this, in baseball, football, that recency bias. Or if somebody lets them down one year, they, swear off them. I think that's the worst thing you can do.
If you did that this season with Todd Gurley and DeAndre Hopkins, look what you missed out on.
Yeah, it's amazing. I missed out on
the fantasy exact last year's trash.
Last year's trash, absolutely. Speaking of a player that many have considered trash and has a reputation, we talked about it yesterday, that's Mark Ingram. And nobody wants to believe in buying Mark Ingram going forward into next year and trust him as his rock-solid RB1, which he has been. But something you're going to have to consider next year. But before we get to that, let's get to this week. Mark Ingram was held out of practice yesterday with a toe injury. He practiced limited Monday. I assume it wasn't a real practice. Probably a walkthrough coming off of the game on Sunday. Yesterday, he did not practice with this toe injury. If he doesn't practice today, there's a chance it keeps him out tomorrow night, which means Alvin Kamara may explode.
He very well could. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens today. I think the turf toe thing is tricky. You can't really predict that. I think that's
we don't know for sure it's turf toe.
Yeah, exactly. But we're just speculation on a toe injury. You don't know for
Antonio
sure.
Antonio Brown's toe seemed to be okay.
Exactly. But everybody ain't Antonio Brown either. You feel what I'm saying?
But Mark Ingram, I feel like if I don't play, I'm never going to play again.
No, I mean, Mark Ingram is in the lineup. He's on my. He's in my lineup.
Sure.
If he's 100%. Playing tomorrow night, I'm playing him.
844-843-6879. That's the number to join in to the program. We'll take a break. When we come back next, take a look at some of the streaming quarterbacks and defenses to get into. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Tweets I want to get to. Keep those coming in at Greg Sussman. Keep those phone lines ringing at 844-843-6879. I mentioned before why Jordan Howard could be an issue going forward. Kyle Long hit the IR. And if you remember back in weeks 1 and 2 and even 3, everyone's like, oh, we hate Jordan Howard. Oh, Jordan Howard sucks. A lot. And I kept saying, listen, Kyle Long is your best offensive lineman. He's coming back. He lasted 16 snaps this past week in San Francisco, who had allowed quite a few yards, certainly, to running backs. Without Kyle Long, the best offensive lineman on the Bears in the lineup, Jordan Howard's going to be an issue. I know people are playing Jordan Howard this week. I know you guys aren't exactly Jordan Howard guys by any means. But you could be in the playoffs with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Without his top offensive lineman, that's an issue.
Yeah, it is an issue because you see the kind of performances, the kind of numbers that he put up last week. I was trying to say, to be honest with you, I can see you benching him.
You can, really?
Yeah, I can see you. See, it's hard for me. Maybe I'm biased to it because I don't own the dude nowhere.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I'm like, yeah, put him on the bench because he's never been in my lineup. But if he's been in your lineup, you probably look at it a little bit differently. I'm just thinking, who are your other options? Who would you rather play, Mike Davis or Jordan Howard?
Jordan Howard.
I'd rather play Jordan Howard over Mike Davis this week. But, I mean, we keep saying how Kareem Hunt was killing fantasy owners down the stretch. I mean, Jordan Howard, he did have an 18.5 in week 11, but last four games in a PPR, 5.4, 18.5, 3.9, and 4.3.
He did have the 18, though.
That's 1 week.
You know, I feel what you're saying.
Three terrible weeks.
I feel, Matt loved Kareem Hunt. You're like, you're not going to talk about.
No. I'm just saying, I keep hearing everybody saying about Kareem Hunt. Jordan Howard, who most of the draft season went well ahead of Kareem Hunt.
True.
Jordan Howard ranked number 24 this week in the All-In Kids rankings. Here, you wanted somebody that could be ahead of him, who I'd start ahead of him? What if I picked the Giovanni Bernard?
I would, especially in the PPR, if Joe Mixon don't go. Mixon in the protocol, right?
Mixon is in the protocol.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I might stay with Howard here.
Let's stay with Howard.
I might stay with Howard. I just think, especially, you know, the Bengals played a rough game on Monday night. They lost some key players on that defense. So I'll roll the dice with Howard here.
All right, there you go. I thought that could be
interesting. That's a good point.
I thought that could be an interesting one that could be close. Okay, so that was the deal when I hit Jordan Howard. I do want to also note that as much as we talk about the Raiders and the Chiefs, Kareem Hunt's game and Michael Crabtree and whatnot, Amari Cooper's still in the concussion protocol. That's not. He's not out of that yet.
It's not looking good for him.
I agree.
Which still, midweek and stuff. And he still has that ankle injury. So, you know, even if he clears the concussion protocol, he's dealing with an ankle injury. It would be heartbroken for these Amari Cooper owners that have had him. This is the game you definitely want to throw him out there, right? We're starting everybody versus the Chiefs. Last time versus the Chiefs.
I wonder how many Amari Cooper owners are in the playoffs.
That's a good question. Hold on.
I got a couple teams.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Were you able to bench him at any point?
I believe I had like Antonio Brown on that team.
That helps.
Somebody balanced it out. Okay. I think this playoff team right here is an Amari Cooper team. Let me pull it up right here.
I just know my Amari Cooper team was horrific. Hey, look at the team.
I have Amari Cooper team that's dead last.
You know, it's funny. I might have gone in 11th rather than 12th, but I was looking at the team, and I was so proud of it in week one. It's actually amazing. So I looked at it yesterday, what my week one team was, and just like, all right, what happened in week one? So I put up a league low 75 points that week. And my starting lineup, it's actually incredible when I read it to you now. My starting lineup was Eli Manning at quarterback, Michael Thomas and Amari Cooper at wide receiver. Amari Cooper actually outscored Michael Thomas that day. Dalvin Cook and Joe Mixon were my running backs.
Yeah.
Tight end was Evan Ingram. Flexes were Manny Sanders and Theo Riddick.
That's a good job.
Well, I'll
my kicker was Brandon McManus, and the defense was the New York Giants.
You did ask the question, is Amari Cooper owners in the
yes,
playoffs?
Yes.
In the Beat Chris List League,
yes,
that was partners with Andy Saxton, where we won best record in most points. We did have Amari Cooper. We did have Kareem Hunt.
Ooh. You've still finished with the most points. It's very interesting.
And the best record.
And the best record. I don't want to forget that. Jordan Matthews hits the IR. It's been a disappointing year for him.
I mean, it's been a terrible year. I mean, disappointment is being kind. Especially when you're a free agent, it just didn't work out. I'm sure somebody, you know, look, this guy's a professional receiver. He's somebody that is not a star by any means, but he's a nice guy to have on your team, I think. Maybe it's just a bad year. That's what I'm going to chalk it up. I don't think he's like a third option to have.
It'll be interesting to see where he goes next year. He's a free agent, so.
But I think he was mishandled a lot, too.
I agree. And it came so late to training camp, and it's very tough. Eli Manning returns to the starting lineup of the New York Giants. You definitely didn't bungle this up.
No. Eli Manning back in the starting lineup in perfect time to drop an L on the Dallas Cowboys.
He loves playing the Cowboys. He loves it. Everyone, the defense is going to step up.
Yeah.
But they got Sean Lee back, right?
Sean Lee will be back this week.
Oh, really?
Week. Yeah, so the score will probably be 10-6.
But no Orlando Scandrick.
Orlando Scandrick.
A couple of those young kids did play well against the Redskins.
They did, absolutely.
Orlando Scandrick is you know, it's one of the top nickel corners in the game. But
it's been for a long time.
And the Giants don't got nobody in there that I can guard Travaris King. Yeah. My knee.
Sean Lee against Evan Ingram will be someone to watch. John Elway is embarrassed by the Broncos season.
He should be. It's his team, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can just start, look in the mirror, John Elway.
Agreed.
Look in the mirror. Yeah.
Some of the quarterbacks, man. You don't have one. You have three. You don't have one.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal with John Elway. All right, gentlemen. A couple questions on Twitter I wanted to get to. Get your pen and paper ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. He has to get into the playoffs next week. It's a 14 playoff. It starts next week. So.
Semifinals and start in week 15.
Mm-hmm. Who you got? He needs two wide receivers. He needs two running backs. Needs a flex. Needs five guys.
PPR standard?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. This is for Derek. Derek asks, Adam Thielen, Doug Baldwin, Alshon Jeffrey, Robbie Anderson, Josh Gordon are the wide receivers.
Adam Thielen's a definite.
Okay.
I really want to say Josh Gordon. That's the craziest part of it all.
Thielen goes in the lineup.
Okay.
Gordon goes in the lineup.
Stop there. We have running backs as well. So you're saying Thielen, Gordon. You're saying Thielen and Gordon as well?
I think so.
I'll say Thielen and Jeffrey, but that's me. Okay.
Why Jeffrey?
He's good. Number one receiver on a really good offense.
Yeah, I think this will be a high school. Look,
it's going to be a high school game. Second highest overrunner of the week.
I think that might have been the best thing for the Eagles.
I
think they played scared, but they got that road game where, you know.
I agree.
Who they played this week? I'm sorry.
The Rams.
At the
Rams.
Okay.
In L.A.
Okay.
In L.A. All right. Here are the running backs. Start two of them. Sam Perine.
Let's stop right quick.
Yeah.
You do know that his targets on Josh Gordon's going to have more targets than Alshon Jeffrey this week. I can guarantee you
Probably
that.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But the touchdowns. Carson Wentz's efficiency this season is what's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
I mean, the passing yards and the other stuff hasn't.
Hopefully Carson Wentz isn't Nick Foles. That would be bad.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
He's going to get a lot of targets. One thing I will say, if Ertz is out, Jeffrey won't be able to match Gordon in targets, but Jeffrey will get closer to Gordon in targets.
He'll be the number one option in the red zone, too, without Zach Ertz.
I just think they can go away from Alshon, and Cleveland's not going to go away from Josh.
How crazy is that with picking Josh Jordan?
I know, this is crazy. But we had the feeling. This is the kind of year that 2017
fantasy. You didn't believe it either.
No, nobody did. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't believe it because I didn't want to be at this moment.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
From Ezekiel Elliott to Andrew Luck to these suspensions, you know what I'm saying? It was another controversy that we had to deal with all fantasy football season long. It was Zeke, Luck. It was something else, too. And then at the end of it, when you think everything is settled and ready to go, hey, look who's back. Josh Gordon 3 damn years later. We need a race. We need a race.
And he's catching a beat like Randy Moss. I mean,
yeah. He's just getting it done.
Here are the running backs he needs. Rex Burkhead, Lamar Miller, Sam Perine, pick 2.
Well, Burkhead's definitely in.
I like a Burkhead and Perine, personally.
I like
who's
Burkhead.
The next guy, Lamar Miller?
Mm-hmm.
So now for flex, we come.
Lamar Miller in the PPR is the number 12 running back on the season. So that's an RB1.
I love Lamar Miller. But I'm going to go Samaje Perine. I was a little nervous that Lamar Miller got pulled to the goal line a couple times last week. There's nobody else out there for Washington, so I will stick with Samaje Perine, personally.
I think you're right. Lamar Miller's got the Niners, though.
I understand.
Perine got the Clippers, though. I think you can, if I'm not mistaken, you can run versus
you
the Clippers.
You can run versus the Clippers, but, I mean, that Niners, you can run very well.
I know somebody sitting in their car, like, who the hell is the damn Clippers?
These people are idiots.
I'm going to go with, believe it or not, Lamar
Miller. You're going Lamar Miller. Okay. So then we get to the flex. You got Samaje Perine there. You got Alshon. You got Dougie Baldwin. You got Robbie Anderson. One of those four guys.
It's between Robbie Anderson and Alshon Jeffrey.
You're benching Perine.
Yeah, I'm benching Perine. I'm assuming this is a PPR as well.
Okay.
You know what? I'm just going to go with the hot hand right now. I'm going to go with Robbie.
Interesting. Okay. You were a moment ago from saying, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I want to say Jeffrey. I really do.
Okay. So you didn't say Jeffrey.
So,
all right.
So close.
I'm starting Thielen. Thielen, excuse me. I'm starting Thielen. Why did that? I mixed Thielen and Perine.
I got it.
It came up with Thielen.
I understand. It's fine. We're not judging you. It's all good.
It's fine. Everybody else does. I'm starting Thielen. I'm starting JG. My running back's going to be Burkhead and Perine.
All right.
And my flex is going to be... Drinks on Robbie. Drinks on Robbie. Drinks on Robbie. Shout out to Robbie Anderson for making it. Robbie Anderson should have been the Time Magazine Person of the Year.
If you watched that game last week and the catches that Robbie Anderson was making,
Robbie's a
beast. It was just
show.
Too impressive.
The one in the back of the end zone from Carolina, he had three people on him.
One guy's a wide receiver, the other guy's a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put Josh Gordon as my flex for the record. Take a break. We'll come back. More of your tweets and telephone calls next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Back with you on the Roto Experts. Remember, head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS, and you can learn how to help those that have blood cancer, you swab your cheeks, and ultimately, you may be a match to donate your bone marrow and save someone's life. It's not a stretch when we say that. It's completely true. You can save somebody's life at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. It's a wonderful cause. Please, please check it out. rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Let's get back to everybody's tweets. I feel like we're having a nice time with this. Mm-hmm. Would you start, this is from Mark. Mark asks, would you start Giovanni Bernard or Kareem Hunt, Corey? I don't need to ask him.
Gio or Hunt? I think I would go Kareem Hunt. I give Kareem Hunt the slightest of edges in
even
this.
Even if there's no Mixon.
Yeah, even with no Mixon, I'm going to go Hunt. I think I like Hunt a little bit better. The matchup Hunt has this week is very good.
Doesn't matter, though.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel you on that one, Greggy. But I just can't sit him against Oakland. Put it like this: it's a close.
You can't sit him. No, you can't. You're sitting all week.
It's a close call. It's a real close call.
Is it close for you?
No.
Wow.
According to the All-In Kid, Javai Bernard in PPR leagues, he's number 9 this week. Kareem Hunt is number 15.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it.
Okay.
It's not crazy in my opinion.
No, I don't think it's crazy, but I'm not sitting Kareem Hunt in this matchup. I know the matchups have been there, and the production hasn't. This is, you know, once again, the Chiefs are now battling two teams for first place. They have a head-to-head matchup against the Raiders in a must-win game because they lost the first one. Hopefully, you know, Andy Reid, you know, gets the blood sugar back and figures something out.
Scott Swanson, instead of sending in a question, sent in a screenshot of him listening to Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
Shout out, Scott.
Good job, Scotty Swanson. We appreciate that. Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany. There you go. All right, Billy Hayes.
Oh, Billy Hayes.
He needs one of these guys. Mike Davis. Kareem Hunt. Bilal Powell.
Ask Matt.
I don't want to ask Matt.
No. Billy Hayes think he know everything, right? You know what I'm saying? He always on social media talking trash. So he got a question. Ask Matt.
Billy Hayes has been coming after
Billy Hayes. You ain't ask me no question, Billy Hayes. You think you know everything? Matt, you can answer that question. I'm out of this one. I'm sitting this one out.
Look,
respectfully.
I do like, you know, I do want to have Mike, as I mentioned earlier, Mike Davis on my bench for the playoffs. Bilal Powell, I just can't trust any of these Jet. I know he got the touchdown last week. But I'm not starting any Jet running back. And of these three, it's easily Kareem Hunt for me.
It's Kareem Hunt for me, too, in this regard. You're not answering the question.
No, I'm not.
All right. Chris asks, it's a bit of a bind, because Tevin Coleman plays Thursday night, and he is a Joe Mixon owner. Do you start Tevin Coleman on Thursday, Matt, or do you wait around for Joe Mixon?
I'm starting Tevin Coleman.
I agree with that. I'm okay with it, too.
Hopefully you're able to get maybe, what's his name? Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah.
But if you had Giovanni Bernard, then I got to think, you know, then it's a different story. But I'm starting Coleman.
I'm starting Coleman, too. I can't play that game.
Chris also has the ability to start Tevin Coleman, which he should do on Thursday night. And then on Sunday, it could come down to Joe Mixon or Isaiah Crowell for him. And he'll have another decision to make then. But I would definitely start Coleman now and then worry about Sunday.
Yep. Take care of what you can't take care of.
So Chris, we're all in agreement. You start Tevin Coleman tomorrow night.
You notice the pass. You notice the receptions came right back. When Freeman back, Coleman's receptions came back.
Coleman, according to the link, is in a PPR running back number 36.
Wow.
I wonder why.
Steve Sarkisian.
He shouldn't be that low.
No, he shouldn't be. But
I don't know. The kid is the accuracy expert, right? He might. Don't he supposed to know what he's doing?
He knows what he's doing.
But why is Coleman so low?
You can ask him. He'll be talking to him for 2 hours coming up.
Yeah, I know.
Probably needs things to talk about.
Are you going to follow up on your question?
All right, here we go. Another Chris asks, he needs three of these four wide receivers. Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Robbie Anderson, Michael Crabtree. This is a nice one.
Crabtree's got to be in.
Crabtree's
Evans
the lock.
Evans has got to be playing.
Evans is the lock. Then so, Robbie Anderson or Stephon Diggs?
Robbie Anderson.
No question for you.
I don't play with Robbie Anderson. Mm-hmm. Robbie Anderson is a national treasure. You understand what I'm saying to you right now?
Yeah.
I am the president of Robbie Anderson Fan Club. Don't ask me no Robbie Anderson sit starts. Robbie Anderson goes into my lineup. Period. I don't care if it's damn Jerry Rice. Or Robbie Anderson.
I'm going to tell
Robbie
you.
Anderson. I'm Robbie tell Anderson you. Over Jerry Rice.
I'm going to tell you to start Robbie Anderson. I'm going to play Stephon Diggs.
So that's not helpful to anybody.
Well, I'm that's the advice.
Full disclosure.
I'm going to say full disclosure. I'm going to tell you to play Robbie Anderson. I think he should be ranked higher.
So why are you playing Stephon Diggs then?
I'm still waiting for this guy. I just think the talent is too good. And I'm not so scared about this Carolina secondary.
But your money's on the line. You're playing Stephon Diggs. Other people's money's on the line. You tell them to play Robbie Anderson.
I think look, I'm going to do things that most people won't. You know, there's Kareem Hunt. A lot of people aren't going to play Kareem Hunt anymore. I'm still playing him. So if I'm giving advice, you know, I'm going to take what I think is somebody that at some point this kid has to blow up. And okay. I thought it was going to be this week, and I was wrong. Luckily, it didn't kill me.
So you're going with playing Stephon Diggs. He's telling you to play Robbie Anderson.
I think Robbie Anderson is the correct call. Okay. I think, but if Tlaib's on him, you know, that's it's a different matchup than what he was facing this past week.
Sure,
I understand what you're saying, but I just think they're so locked in right now. You feel what I'm saying?
And I think that's I'm agreeing. Yeah. He's too hot not to play. Yeah. In my opinion.
Eric asks in the PPR.
This is what Eric is this. This is Eric in PA?
Eric Diaz. I don't know where he's from.
Is this EY?
It's not Eric Diaz.
In my matchup versus
he's not
going
to need help to be the fantasy executive.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, there you go. I got a trick for EY.
Eric,
is EY going to be on BFFs today?
I honestly have no idea.
All right, cool.
Eric asks, Giovanni Bernard or DeMarco Murray?
If Joe Mixon's out,
I'm going Gio.
I'm going Gio.
No doubt.
If I know he's got the backfield to himself.
What if I told you it was Giovanni Bernard or Latavius Murray? Because I don't know which Murray it is, so I'm just saying both.
Gio or Lat Murray? Latway. Oh, that's a tough call right there, because Lat's getting it done,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Lat is getting it done. He's running very well.
I think I still go Gio. The pass catching ability
in the PPR, I'm gonna lean Gio. I think it's really close.
I think it's very close too. It's a coin toss for me.
Chris responded saying he's gonna go with Robbie Anderson with Evans and Crabtree. Okay. So then I asked Eric Latavius Murray, DeMarco Murray, and he responded with Giovanni Bernard. I go, that's interesting.
Oh, I have a decision to make this week. Listening.
All right,
No.
That was a funny joke. You should have laughed. It's funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I asked him which Murray he's talking about, Latavius or DeMarco, and then he responded with Gio.
That's no Gio Murray.
Right. That was.
I got it, Greg.
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
Oh, he said, he changed it and said DeMarco, his bad. We all say Giovanni Bernard over DeMarco.
Yep.
Chris also says, thanks, but no thanks for the Diggs advice, Matt.
I told him to take
laughed at that one. He laughs at that one.
That was funny. It was funny. Greg, relax.
I'm very relaxed today.
Greg, I got it. Can y'all answer my question?
844-843-6679.
That was good.
He deserved it.
Yeah. Corey from Harlem's on the line.
Hey, Corey, how can we help you?
I got a quarterback issue this week. I got Josh McCown, who I love, going to on the road against the artist formerly known as the Road No Fly Zone, or Alex Smith at home versus Oakland.
It's Alex Smith.
It's Alex Smith,
it's not even close.
I'm telling you, if I see Pat Mahomes at halftime, I'm going to be livid.
Alex Smith threw for like 300 yards and 4 touchdowns last week. He's like, we're not going to Pat Mahomes.
Josh McCown threw the same thing.
I get it.
Oh, but I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think you got it. I just can't
believe
Alex Smith is a thing.
There is still Tlaib there and Chris Harris. Look, look at the link. Alex Smith is number 3.
That's right. That's right.
I trust him.
Trust in the link.
A little bit. A little bit. I get Michael Crabtree back this week. That's good. Yeah. Son of a gun.
Oh, God. Poor Rich.
I want to see what Derek.
Rich says that Robbie Anderson was spotted with Jared Cook. Purchasing camping equipment.
The brand new Robin Hood.
Hey, Robbie Anderson, don't get next to Jared Cook, son. Do not go down that path.
In a standard league, I need one running back and one flex. Standard. Gio, Kenyon Drake, Alfred Morris, Kareem Hunt. I need two of those guys.
Standard league?
Yes.
I'll go Drake, Alfred Morris, and who?
Kareem Hunt, Giovanni Bernard.
It's actually close between Alfred Morris and Kareem Hunt, but I think you know.
Oh, all right, cool. Great. Corey?
I'm going with Morris.
Okay.
And Drake.
Alfred and Drake. I agree with that. That's what I would do as well. He also needs a quarterback. And we had a lot of questions this morning that I kind of skipped over as we waited for it. And that's in regard to streaming. You brought up Josh McCown versus Alex Smith. What if I made it Josh McCown versus Andy Dalton?
I'm never really going to trust Andy Dalton, bro.
Andy Dalton.
I don't trust redhead quarterback.
Andy Dalton faces Chicago this week.
Yeah, and I'm going to go Josh McCown.
He's going to go Josh McCown as well. Okay. So both
like I said, also for that reason, they had that Monday night game. you know, that offensive line isn't too good. Either.
Would you prefer Andy Dalton or Jimmy Garoppolo? Garoppolo against Houston.
Jesus. You know what? I'm going to roll on Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. One touchdown on the year, obviously, in his two game or his game in one play. No touchdowns this past week against Chicago.
I mean, but just look at Andy Dalton. That first half was great. That second half was another
well, you got show. The first half at least.
I don't think it's like a slam dunk, Jimmy G. But
yeah. What would you do, Andy Dalton or Jimmy G?
I just can't trust the redheaded in the playoffs.
You going Jimmy G?
I'm going Jimmy G.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk to the creator of the link. It's the All In Kid, Jake Sealy. We do it when we return and wrap up this portion of the Roto Experts. Coming up next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Final five of the program here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive, Wall Street Man Lodica. And now we are joined by the all-in kid, Jake Sealy, who will come up in just a moment from now. We're talking about some of the quarterbacks that you can stream. I mentioned Josh McCown. I mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo and Andy Dalton. What about Deshaun Kizer against Green Bay?
I think so. Right quick, though, Greg. Stream. I don't think Josh McCown is somebody that should be lumped in with guys you can stream.
He's a top 12 quarterback.
He's a top 12 quarterback. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, if you're streaming Jimmy Garoppolo this week, I mean, how do you not have a better option? If you're
well,
in the playoffs,
Well, here's that answer, right? Like, what if your option is Cam Newton against Minnesota?
And that's not a good matchup.
No, it's terrible.
My cousin called me last night. Shout out to my cousin Derek in San Diego.
Sure, visit Derek in San Diego?
He's a Clipper too, huh?
Yeah.
They're in L.A.
Nah, Derek is he's from the Boogie, but he went to.
Is he friends with the Boogie?
Yeah, huh?
Is he friends with the Boogie?
No, they never met. He's from the Boogie, meaning from the Bronx. He went to Marines, and after he went to Parris Island, he like made a home in San Diego. So anyway, he was like, "Does he play Cam Newton or Drew Brees this week?" And I was like, "Oh, that's a tough call because Drew Brees got the Thursday night, and you know how I feel. We know how we feel about Thursday night." And Cam is just all around beast. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For me, I'm going Breeze in this one. Yeah. You know my love for Cam. But, I mean, I'm playing Cam over, like, Cam versus Jimmy G is not an option.
No, I agree with you on that. Cam versus Jimmy G is not an option. But I do think Cam is an interesting guy to talk about this week because of this matchup versus the Vikings and how tough that defense has been, you know? Would you play Cam or Matt Ryan this week?
I'd play Ryan and Breeze both over Cam Newton.
I think I'd play Ryan over Newton, too.
And Breeze, I would.
Yeah, definitely Breeze.
I'm leaning Ryan, but that's pretty much going to be a coin flip.
That's tomorrow night you got to make that coin flip.
Exactly. Cam or Jameis?
I'm going Cam.
Cam.
Jameis is going up against...
I don't trust Jameis.
Wait a minute, where's Jameis at? Put him over here.
He's hot.
You heard his feelings.
So how long does Rob Gronkowski have to serve in the pit of misery?
A week.
Jameis did a week. Suspended for a week. He's got to be sent in the pit.
Jameis did a week.
Well, maybe we were going to extend it.
Well, it was violent.
Maybe we should give him 10 days. Jameis got 7 in the pit. Because what he did was extremely stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jameis do a lot of stupid things, though.
Yeah.
What Gronk did was vicious. Maybe we give Gronk 10 days.
Yeah. He might have to stay in that pit of misery for a while. I agree.
I'd like to go to Joe's Crab Shack with Jameis.
Would you?
Them joints closing all over the place. They don't joints don't stay open, Joe's Crab Shacks.
Yeah, I think I might have been one. I did one too.
It's just too expensive.
Yeah. All right.
For mediocre seafood. You know, if you want good seafood, go to a reputable joint.
Seafood's not the thing to skimp on.
Exactly. And I think Joe's Crab Shack was skimming on it, okay, but still charging, you know,
Exorbitant prices. Sure. All right. A couple questions here. I'll continue.
Shout out to everybody that used to work at Joe's Crab Shack.
Flex one of these four guys. Oh, no. You just flex Leonard Fournette, dude. Flex Leonard Fournette. Andrew and Claire, there's two of you.
Yeah, no, you're playing Fournette.
What are you doing?
They've been the best run defense.
You're going to play Leonard Fournette. All right, last two of the day. Giovanni Bernard or Jordan Howard?
Gio.
I'm going to roll Howard out. I'm not the biggest Howard guy, but I'm going to roll Howard.
I would go, if Mixon's concussed, I would go with... I'll go with Gio. I would do it. I would go with Gio. All right, last one. Need help. Two wide receivers. You need five people. Doug Baldwin, Michael Crabtree, Jarvis Landry, Sterling Shepard, Melvin Gordon, Devontae Freeman, Rex Burkin, Alex Collins, Mr. Parmigiano. Check the link. Check the link.
That's a lot of people.
Jake Seeley will join the program when we come back. For Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, for Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching, listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, here on the Roto-X. Goodbye, everybody.